Okay, it is July 12th, continued, 2018, Thursday. It is now 2:38, and I'm coming down now from the fork. It's a high point of the Pacific Crest Trail on this particular mountain, but it's a nice, flat, windy spot, and some pine trees that are doing okay. I usually try to rinse off at the base of the pine tree that I lie under so that it can, hopefully some of that water can penetrate, and there's just not a lot of moisture around here that's available for these trees. Normally I would do a second summit, but there's a number of reasons why I'm not, but the one that kind of put me over the edge today is the sprain. We've had since, for the last several days, there's been, we had real, like 115 degree temperatures and then massive sprain. And the temperatures did come down 5 degrees or 10 degrees, but you had a lot of humidity. But what really pains me to see, and it might be 3 or 4 years since I've seen this now, maybe three or more. But when you have these high temperatures in the valley, in Coachella Valley, normally what happens is you get these massive cumulus clouds. This is in a non-engineered, non-human, messed with environment. And so you get these massive cumulus clouds that will form. And they will grow from, I don't know where they begin, but they go up to, 20 or 30,000 feet or something like that. And they're just huge. And what happens underneath them is you will get sometimes, you get thunder and you get rain, downpours. And but what happens is with the sprain, and there's a lot that you need to research about this. Follow Dane Wigginton of geoengineeringwatch.org. He's probably the most reputable guy, but in terms of forming an audience, he's pretty severe. He's not quite the character that some other people are, and so he's not promoted by YouTube, which is a good sign actually. But it's called rain forming nuclei, and apparently little particles in the air, and there's not a lot of them, but the water globule, the moisture in the air, grabs onto them. But if there's too many of these rain-forming nuclei, then the moisture stays suspended in air. And so in highly polluted environments, you do get less rain. And it's just a scientific principle. And just look into the science behind this. So when they blanket the sky with particulate matter, they cause the moisture to remain in suspension. And then this is metallic particles, and so you can heat them up with microwave or radar radiation or cell tower radiation, whatever they're using to heat up this material and have it rise and, move it along to wherever they want it to go, because they can control the wind currents too with high pressure domes. These giant high pressure domes, by altering the ionosphere with the HARP, which is high altitude, they can cause the ionosphere, which is like 100 miles up or something or more, they can cause it to be like 15,000 degrees heat. And they think it doesn't affect the planet. I mean, they're a bunch of madmen that are just doing this. But they can cause these high pressure domes with alterations in the ionosphere, which causes the jet stream to move to alter course. And so this past year, for the first time in recorded history, we have the jet stream, which is in the northern hemisphere, move down and go down below the equator, which is insane, but that's what happened. But where am I? So it just killed me to see today, yesterday, the day before. And, I live with my mom, and that's a whole other thing, but it's the best I can do right now. And, until my investments in precious metals turn around, I'm not going to be able to buy a house, or, I'm just hunkering down. And I'm not going to live in some shithole paying someone else's mortgage. I'm just not going to do that right now. And I'm not going to sell my metals at par or a loss when, really, for the last decade, fiat currencies worldwide have been on a, on a death watch. And I'm just waiting. Come on. How much debt can the system handle before it collapses? Well, that's a whole nother discussion. You get into what's called financial repression, where the criminals at the helm of the international and national monetary and political organizations, they create conditions where there's really no exit and everyone's forced to participate in a fraudulent system. And where all the parties are doing the same thing. So there's really no legitimate or no healthier real economy out there, or not many. So I don't know, how long I have to wait. But anyway, so I'm there. And my mom doesn't like to hear about my comments. And so I just said, oh, wow, it's overcast. I mean, how can we go from 110, clear blue the day before, and then the next day just, after constant spraying, that evening, the following morning, and then have it just be a uniform, solid gray across, as far as the eye can see, in all directions. There's something close to the coast called a marine layer, and that's just the moisture from the ocean, and it pushes inward some. It depends, 5-10 miles, whatever it is, it's affected by geography and winds, but typically you'll have very hot areas, and then you get into the marine layer closer to the ocean and it drops 10 or 20 degrees in the summer. And that's the case if you're in the Bay Area of San Francisco and you're driving like down through Gilroy, and it's 115 in Gilroy, and then all of a sudden, not far away, you've got Watsonville and Monterey that are 30 degrees or 40 degrees cooler. And that's due to a marine layer and the ocean and mountains and stuff like that. But there's just no excuse. There's no fucking marine layer in Coachella Valley, which is 80 miles from the coast and separated from the ocean by 10,000 foot mountains. Who but an imbecile would see that as a natural formation? And sadly, actually more than sadly, tragically, we got no rain. I got probably 1/150th of an inch in the form of maybe 40 raindrops on my car. Maybe less than that, maybe 25 raindrops on my car with a lot of dust. And that's another matter of, I'll discuss that in a second, but these idiots that are just addicted to their, to the corporate media, like my mother and many other people, they're just going to listen to the weatherman, which is just reading his script from, produced by Raytheon, which is a military contractor that also does all the weather modeling and is a part of the geoengineering, thing, along with Lockheed Martin and Monsanto, that is bought out by Bayer. This is a whole nother thing. They have all signed non-disclosure agreements. Everything that's going on with the weather is secret now. It's a matter of national security. They're destroying the planet, not helping it. But you can't look at the data because it's a matter of national security. Can't tell the truth because it's a matter of national security. And the whistleblowers have said the greatest threat to our national security is the national security state. I wholeheartedly agree with that. There's next to nothing that we can't make public. The public should be informed. Raise the motherfucking public up, instead of having them just be addicted to, you know, twatter and Kim Kardashian and the most, what's the word for it, you know, the lowest common denominator. You know, that's all they're consumed with now, for the most part. Eating their GMO foods, getting all their mandatory vaccinations, watching all their government-approved, you know, scripts on TV. Just mind-numbing. So where was I? So the last several days, including today, has been a uniform gray. And that you don't get that in the desert unless it's been chemically, artificially created. And what I wanted to say is the amazing thing about nature, you know, this amazing balance that it creates, is that in the summer, when you've got a massive downpour in one area and no rain in another, you help to create diversity. You strengthen the gene pool. You know, you make one set of plants, they say, oh, they gotta toughen it up. There's no water this year, or, you know, or no water this month. And, you know, the plants over here get a bunch of water and it's all good. And as opposed to what they have now, which is, you know, a whole 100 square mile section, or actually 10 by 10, you'd call it more like, you know, 30 by 30, you know, a whole 1,000 square mile section, like Coachella Valley. This is where one of the spots where I've encountered the rattlesnake. A big mountain rattler, mean guy. And he likes to hang out along where people walk. I've seen some people trim the shrubs around here. Just, I guess they don't appreciate rattlesnakes 2 feet away and they can't see them. I used to carry a stick sometimes to poke at a bush in front of me to make sure it didn't have one. Anyways, but no, I haven't seen them today. So there's this uniform blanket that's, you know, so nothing's getting sunlight and nothing's getting rain. And all the moisture is being held in suspension, and there might be in a couple spots just the smallest amount of rain comes down, like I got, that was not biologically meaningful. You know, no plant could take it up in the form of, you know, there was not enough moisture there to do anything for a plant. And again, you know, when you look at arguments against monocultures, monocropping, or, you know, you know, the whole world listening to a particular popular music artist like Madonna or someone else here in the United States, you know, the whole world listening to that and basing their aspirations off of that, everyone, you know, using Disney as their stepstone for creative fulfillment, you're going to have a stunting of our character, our depth, our breadth. And you know, you want a diversity of views, a diversity of experiences, and a diversity of aspirations. And you don't get that when everyone's on the same adulterated diet, you know, visually, auditorily, gastrointestinally. Pausing this, I'm gonna film it. You don't normally see him all curled up like that. Wow. Okay, hold on, pausing this. Yeah, I definitely, that's the second rattlesnake I've seen curled up like that. And this is the first time that I filmed it. I think I did take a picture of that other one in Joshua Tree, and that might have been a sidewinder. This is what I think they call like a southwestern rattler or a mountain rattler. They're darker, thicker, and they don't sidewind. They just kind of go straight when they move. I don't really know the muscle movements, but it's not this sideways action that the sidewinders have. But very cool. I got him, you know, waking up and moving on, and that guy was not looking for trouble. And he looked, even though it's like 3 o'clock or so, or whatever it is, I mean, it's early, it's 4 hours before night. You would think he would be hunkering down for, I mean, that looked like he was going to bed, but you would think it's a little early for bed. I guess there's just not a lot of mice up here. I don't know what he's hoping to eat. His dad, or maybe it's his mom that I filmed the other day. I don't want more of them up here. I really don't. I mean, this is not, I'm not happy with a lot of rattlesnakes up here. I'm at 7,000 feet plus. I mean, what are they doing up here? But I guess what they just say about climate change, which is climate destruction on purpose by man. It's causing things to warm up, causing species to change their locations, you know, seek higher ground to maintain the proper temperature, you know, the ideal temperature. But what was I talking about? The spraying and the cloud cover. So, you know, you have a situation in Coachella Valley now where it's frequently a uniform gray and no rain. And if there is rain, you know, basically 1,000 square miles are getting the same little drizzle. And just like with monocultures, because you're not giving different stresses, you know, and you know, there should be different sunlight and different rain, you know, different irrigation patterns, and different, you know, other nutrients across a landscape based on nature's way. And so maybe it would be 6 months or 2 years from today, but you know, there will be, you know, pretty much most areas in the Coachella Valley in this desert will get hit with rain, and all the plants have to buck up, you know, and buckle up and get strong. And it's important to have different tolerances, different variables at work in different areas, and just creates again a more resistant population. Just like, you know, if everyone in our country here in the U.S. is getting the same, being told the same lies from CNN, or, you know, in particular, although, you know, there's other avenues of deceit, but in a particular tragedy happens, or something happens, you know, we're going to be at a loss as to how to respond to it. Because we're going to have all collectively the same idea about what's going on, and we could be entirely wrong. And so you want, again, different points of, you know, sources of information, different, you know, different tolerances, different hardiness levels, you know, to drought and to rainfall and to sun and ultraviolet radiation, et cetera, et cetera. So it spells the doom of the ecosystem to have a climate-controlled, you know, situation like we've got right now. And just without even saying that these particulates are causing a destruction of the ozone layer, and these particulates are themselves toxic, and that inhaling them or bringing them up into your root system or into your bloodstream causes it, you know, it destroys your physical functioning, your cognitive functioning, your photosynthetic functioning, and it does. It definitely does. And so that's just a whole nother aspect that's just wrong. But what tipped them, and so we're at the tail end of this massive spraying campaign that's resulted in like no rain, because I saw a pitter-patter of some rain up here. But this is I'm in the heart of the watershed And this area should just be blitzkrieged with water. If we truly did have, and which does happen when there's a legitimate, real heat wave, because that produces these massive cumulus clouds with the right ratio of rain-forming nuclei such that the moisture can glob on to the little particles, whatever they do, and create their rain. And the rain comes down in, you know, major downpours here and there, you know, creating a sort of an analog or a non-linear, you know, non-predictable pattern of rainfall, which keeps all the plants on their toes, and they're all kind of, I mean, even Skinner, you know, if you do regular dosages of reward to get compliance, you know, or, you know, attempts at the task, you get greater compliance with a variable reward rate. That is, it changes. It's maybe every 3 tries, or it's every 20 tries, but you get it. And so the person, you know, if you know this every 10th one, then maybe you won't do it for a while because you just, you know, you don't want to do it for 9 times. Or I don't know how. I didn't see his data. I didn't read the write-up. But I've heard that actually maybe it's the internalization of the outcome. You know, you want someone to change your behavior and for them to internalize it without the need for rewards, then you need to have those rewards come not, you know, unpredictably until that point that you can withdraw the rewards altogether and the person is autonomous with the performance of the task. And I think that's what the argument was. And I think in the case of the natural world, it just creates a stronger, healthier ecosystem. But there I was up in that windy ridge, that windy flat section after having lied down, and the air is cloying. Yeah, there's a humidity and a heaviness, but when you look across the landscape, you just see white matter. There were a couple of sprinkles on me coming up, but not much. Now it's clearing up, but the sky is still a milky white, and the clouds are kind of poorly defined. And this is not your normal summer thunderstorm weather at all. No, this is just just this wispy, disgusting stuff, and everything from, you know, 10,000 feet down to ground level, it's just this white haze that is, I know you can get that sometimes when it's very humid, but I know that it's worsened or made all the worse by this massive spraying. And again, I'm in the heart of the watershed, and there might have been a 1/4 inch here. You know, not even that. I mean, it's probably 1/10 of an inch of rain. It's just pathetic. And more of the trees are coming down with the mistletoe, which is a parasitic invasive organism that latches onto the trunk and burrows into it. And within about 3 years, that tree is dead, always. And these trees, some of these trees are 100, 200 years old, and they're going to be gone. Goodbye. And the pine, I don't know what these things are. They cedar? I don't know what it is that's getting all the mistletoe. I don't know my trees. But the pine, though, and the oaks are getting them too. The pine has stood up to the mistletoe for some reason. Maybe it's its sap, but you can't create sap without water. And you can't get water if you're in an artificial drought. You can't get rain when you have an artificial pressure dome, what they call the ridiculously resilient ridge, and everyone acts like they have no idea, you know, how it's formed, even though some people have measured anomalous electromagnetic radiation in certain areas that would correspond with that dome. But the pine then flashes out. It doesn't get the mistletoe, but it just croaks all at once. But they're hanging on. They're doing all right. But again, you don't really know. They could be looking okay, and then they just decide to die. You know, it's like it's all or nothing for them. I heard listened to a piece on the baobab trees. I think these massive trees that are maybe 30 feet wide or more. They're these funky trees that look like a giant, like a beer can, but a big one, a big cylinder with maybe, you know, 10 weird branches coming out of it, kind of stubs coming out of it. And it's in like Africa, equatorial Africa maybe, or Malaysia. I'm not sure where they are. But some of these baobab trees are 2,000 or 3,000 years old. Well, they're ancient. I don't know. Maybe they were referring to the bristlecone pine that's 3,000 years old. But some of these trees are ancient. And the bulk of these old ones have died over the past decade. And no one knows why. Well, test the soil. Get a scientist that's not on the take and who won't lose his job if he reports the truth, or be suicided if he reports the truth. The soil is toxic and the trees aren't getting the nutrients, you know, water and mineral that they need. So yeah, the wind was picking up, and it just didn't feel refreshing. And all I saw was just this haze, this thick matter coming up off of the San Fernando Valley below me, you know, 7,500 feet below me. And I just didn't want to be inhaling it. You know, it's okay. Plus, I'll discuss in another entry my reactions to the enclosure. I've had some really trying times in this all metal box that I've waited 21 years to install, and it has not been the godsend that I wanted, but I'm trying to work with it. I'm having the door ajar now some to let some EMF in. I can't ground in there, and I can't generate, I don't heal in there, I can't find again my ground. I don't generate health in there. It's like there's an absence of connectivity in there. It's a void, and it is awful, 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 awful. It's actually worse in some ways. It is worse. Actually, it is worse. The absolute, like getting rid of all EMF, which is what the damn thing does. It's actually worse than exposure to the tower. At least that's what I'm feeling right now. It took me a month and a half to actually get that clarity. But I got it, man, because I've been spending a lot of time in it. And it's, I've had a whole bunch of sensations that were, well, let me get into that another time. So the, I don't want to be hiking really in an area that, just after all this spraying and when the air's not clean. And I feel good. I'm happy that I was up here. And it was good just to get out of the house and out of that enclosure for a few hours. And I feel a relief that I submitted my tax return finally. I got audited for 2015 on some stuff. And just going back and forth with the fiscal services department of my employer. Yeah, on getting some policies on reimbursements and stuff like that. And I think this department's in upheaval. It's been hard to nail this. But I finally got what I wanted. But anyways, it's been, I think, it's been since when? January? I think it was January that I first got notified, or early Feb. And so now we're into July. That's like 6 months now. It's been 6 months of just dragging on. And balance. But you know, I've got, you know, there's a few thousand dollars in the balance here, and I believe that I'm due that money. And the government wants to see it's, well, actually the IRS is not the government. This private entity that works for the private Federal Reserve, in essence, that it wants its pound of flesh, even though the Grace Commission under President Reagan determined that the tax revenue, all it does is go to pay the bankers their guaranteed 6% interest on the, on the debt that they have created in giving us the money to operate the country. The whole thing is a scam. Please watch The Money Masters by Bill Still. And there's a few other things, you know, that'd be a good starter. It's probably a 3-hour documentary on the history of money. But basically, our Constitution, I think, for the U.S., did it stipulate? Well, basically, everyone that knew anything knew that we were supposed to create money either based on, you know, gold and silver, something real, or based on the faith of the government. The government does it. And at no interest, zero interest. And here we're paying 6% to the federal, to these criminal bankers and the private and the families behind the banks, these elites, super elites. And it's basically, we're talking Pharaoh level, and you know, we're slaves. I mean, it's just as bad today as it was in Egyptian times. The difference between trillionaires and the slob, you know, making $50,000 a year working for the U.S. mail service. You know, we should just abolish the Federal Reserve and the IRS and, do the tariffs and bring manufacturing back. And the money we put into circulation here in the U.S. is not debt. It's not a debt instrument. The Federal Reserve note is a debt instrument. And it's whatever, and technically, whatever you buy with it is actually owned by the Federal Reserve. Those banks, it's not. And I'm going to get way too deep for you guys. I mean, there's just so much more to say on that subject. It's a scam. Don't go into debt. And, make the system honest again. It's been since 1933 that we have had a dishonest, extremely dishonest government. So yeah, I don't really want to be up here, and I'm just happy to have gotten some grounding, some exposure to just natural vibrations again. And I slept last night with the door open slightly, and that helped. I didn't get the headaches or the solar plexus pain, etc., that I, and a whole bunch of other symptoms that I've had with the door shut, and I'm in a spectrum vacuum. Even though I've got halogen lights with a nice temperature, you know, that's a brightness temperature that approximates natural light. They can't hold a candle to natural light. And that's it for now.